Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is always mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. When you trust the Lord your God and King and take Him at His word, you're about to experience the greatest wisdom you can experience. His love, those who embrace and receive His love, they learn to live in spirit and in truth. They don't hold back. When we believe God and take Him at His word, and we want more of His word, we want to understand things. We want to receive what He has to give us, the knowledge, the wisdom, the responsibility, everything. It makes a grand difference. One reason I always say the Lord thinks of everything and He doesn't waste our efforts is because He taught me principles about following His lead. The very first heart-to-heart broadcast, we took, the Lord had me to look at Zechariah chapter 4. How it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. That's how God has introduced redemption to mankind. He loves us so much, and He cares about us in every way of life. He doesn't hold good things back from us, and He wants us to know who He is and what He's capable of in our lives. We can't know the best wisdom of ourselves, but what the Lord reveals to us makes the difference. And the Lord always revealed to His prophets what He's going to do. And His people, He tells them what He's going to do. When He uses the fivefold ministry to relay His message to the people, He's telling them what He's going to do. And he guides us with messages from the Holy Spirit given to men and women of God to others. Whatever He give you to do, whatever He give you, whatever information He share with you, that's your wisdom. You can build your life by it. But people have been missing out, unnecessarily so, because they cold religion and the will of man will not always look at the Lord and what He said. Their focus and your focus makes all the difference. If you're paying attention to the Holy Spirit and you're receiving His words by your faith and you yield your life to His, you will be in the know. You will know what to do. You will have better wisdom to act upon, and it will make the difference in your life. The wisdom of God is our treasure. Now, the Word of God, some people take the position that the only thing God has to say to us is already written down, and they don't expect the Holy Spirit to guide them or say anything. And they, in their mind, the Lord don't talk to people. And if people say that the Lord talked to them, they will label them as being crazy. But that's not the will of God. Jesus paid a high price so that we can have a thriving relationship with our Father. We are not Old Testament saints. We are not Pharisees who practice religion with no relationship. We are not desert walkers. We are not wilderness walkers. We don't have to measure up. We have to believe. If you believe on Jesus Christ, He washed your sins away. They're gone. If you sin, He's your high priest. After you believed on Him, He's your high priest, and He'll plead your case before the Father. And He'll help you get back in line with His will. Now, you have to reject sin, but that's not a big deal. With the sin nature broken, you're capable fully of fulfilling the law, just like Jesus. No different. So the sin problem has been dealt with. Now you just have to renew your mind with the Word of God. Receive the Word of God in your heart, and your mind will be easily renewed. And you'll say, oh, I see. You'll be able to receive information that you never knew before. And the more of God's Word you receive in your heart, the easier it is for you to renew your mind. And your mind won't give you the trouble that it will give you if you don't renew your mind. And you'll have power to bridle your body and not allow your body to make all your decisions. Because the body wants to rest. It wants to eat. It can be lustful. It can desire things it shouldn't. It can be addicted to things. But by the power of the Holy Spirit living in you, you can control your body, and you can control your destiny with your tongue by speaking the Word of God, by saying, I will obey Him. I will do His will. Everything start getting in line and in place when you speak the Word of God over your life. Now, true harmony with God is love. When you love God and you love His people, you have no problem with the Word of God. But some people want the blessings of the Word of God without the responsibility of love. A marriage, you've dedicated yourself and you yield your whole life to be a blessing to someone that you marry. A man marries a woman, and he loves her, and he's responsible to his relationship to her is just like, is no different than our Father watching out for us, being a blessing to us. Your wife becomes your responsibility, your blessing. She blesses you, you bless her. You protect her. You help her. And then when you have children, you have the same kind of responsibility that God has towards you, that He dedicated Himself. He dedicated Himself to be a blessing to you, and you dedicate yourself to be a blessing to your family. Making sure that they have all they need, the knowledge, the wisdom, the counsel, how things work, even a trade. You teach them something that you can teach them. And you help them go forward in life and prepare them for what's ahead. That's the love of God. You train your people. And you help them rise above the snake line. You help them rise above the corruption of the world. Now, the snake line, I got that from Perry Stone. I talked about it in another broadcast, but snakes don't like to be on the mountain. There's only so far up a mountain they will slither. And there's a certain point you won't see any more rattlesnakes, and different breeds of snakes go different elevations, and it something about the elevation, it may be too cold, or it may be, the air may be too thin, or something bothers those snakes, and they don't go but so far. Well, the light of God's Word helps you to rise above the ways of this world and the things of this world, And the Lord gives us power to become the sons and daughters of God. And our appetite is of love. It's love-based, not lust-based. See, love has responsibility. Lust devours. It has no responsibility. Lust gives nothing. It only gratifies itself. And it seeks its own gain without regard to others. So it's important to take God and His word and adopt His ways and do things the way of the Lord and not according to the world system. See, the world system, I like simplicity. John said the world system is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. In 1 John chapter 2, he said, love not the world. And he warns us that the world will cause us to be the enemy of God. And we don't need to be the enemy of God. Any sin will cause us to be the enemy of God. Corrupt, unlike Him, evil. So, as we endeavor to do things God's way, we learn how to be a blessing to the Lord our God and King. We learn to receive His word and do it and live a life that honors the Lord our God. And these are the things that's important. This is what Jesus paid such a high price to give us. A structured life, a life of blessing, a life that causes us to go forward and not backwards. And the Lord our God and King has so much to say. All of His plan is well thought out. When He gives us something to do, if we embrace it and receive it and go forward in His perfect will, we learn a logic we can't learn any other way. And we learn blessings that will help others to receive the hope that we enjoy. And I thank the Lord our God that He always thinks of us. He thinks according to our best interest. He do things to help us go forward and not backwards. He sets us apart for His work. He calls us to be a holy nation, a peculiar people. But following Him, obeying Him, doing things according to His wisdom takes us perfectly forward. And as we do, things happen that can't happen any other way. We learn the works of the Holy Spirit. We grow, we develop, and the Lord can share with us greater and greater things. Now, if a person tried to do everything in ministry without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and without, if it's, they act like it's not by the Holy Spirit, but it's by their might and power. And if, even if you try to live according to the Word of God, without the guidance of the Spirit of God to navigate you through the Word of God, if you just try to just relay the scriptures to people, that's good. But that's not what the Holy Spirit, He's not limited to that. He'll use the scriptures appropriately. But His guidance gives you personal direction, where to go, who to see, what kind of word to give. And there are people who they have no working relationship with the Lord. They're not guided by the Holy Spirit. They don't even believe in being guided by the Holy Spirit, because the first examples were Pharisees. Pharisees were not In the Old Testament days, many people didn't have a relationship with the Lord. They just studied the scriptures and taught the scriptures, which was good. But Jesus bridged the gap, and they're acting like there's still a gulf between God and man. Jesus joined God and man together because we believed on him by faith and we received salvation. We also received the ability to have a thriving relationship with the Father and a thriving relationship with the Holy Spirit. And he's our guide. He's our blessing. He came to do something. And people are not benefiting from what he came to do. But when you study the Word of God in St. John chapter 15 through 17, it teaches us the guidance of the Holy Spirit and what he came to do. Jesus spelled it out. That's my favorite section in the whole Bible, after Jesus died for us. The guidance of the Holy Spirit, because more people will live if we are guided by him. And the things he will teach you personally are awesome. And I can't get enough of it. I thank the Lord for his guidance. And I thank him for how he's guided me and the things he's taught me. They are priceless. And they are wonderful. He's revealed his important plan to me concerning my ministry and what he's doing. And I take him at his word. Now the Lord our God is wonderful, and his return is very soon. And I want to see more people follow the Lord with the last few days we have. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and bless you in every way of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.